Hello, my friends. You're not alone in this battle. Victory remains in Jesus. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Genesis 50, verse 20 says, "As far as I am concerned, God turned into good what you meant for evil, for he brought me to this high position I have today so that I could save the lives of many people." That passage comes directly from the true story of Joseph. We can cover more about that story another time, but that scripture encapsulates so much. We'll reread it in a little bit. But for now, I want to talk with you directly. Are you in the middle of a trial in which you feel like evil almost has the upper hand? Oh, my friend, the Lord knows what is true. And he remains with you and fighting for you. This trial will be a way to show his faithfulness to you as you trust him and follow him. He will carry you through victoriously. My fellow believers, you're not alone in this battle. Jesus is with you, and he intercedes for us. Hebrews 7:25 says, "Therefore he is able also to save forever, completely, perfectly, for eternity, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede and intervene on their behalf with God." Another thing, let's remember something else, that you haven't been singled out, I haven't been singled out, as the only Christian targeted by the enemy. The enemy, the devil, always copies God and tries to discourage and deceive. But we just really need to simply believe God and refuse to be deceived by the enemy. God has not forgotten what you have done for him in his name. And there's always hope. The Lord is on our side. When we are born again, we are fully adopted children of the Father, and we can know with rock-solid assurance that victory remains secure. And let's take time to internalize the truth found in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Quote, "No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience. Nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. But God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy." That passage is not one of defeat, my friends. Victory remains secure in Christ. Did you notice the end portion of that passage? I love that part which states, quote, "that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy." Not only are we just going to be having this amazing overcoming experience, but we're going to be having joy in the process, not just eking out the overcoming, but rather, quote, "will overcome temptation with joy," unquote. Praise the Lord for that fact. Furthermore, it's a comfort to remember that the scripture in which Joseph said, again, the same scripture that I read at the beginning, quote, "As far as I am concerned, God turned into good what you meant for evil, for he brought me to this high position I have today so that I could save the lives of many people." May you sense the presence of Jesus in a fresh way today. And may you experience his peace, knowing his deliverance is on the way, my friends. This is so on my heart. The Lord knows what you're going through. He cares. He sees. He knows what's true. He will bring you through. Just trust him. Believe him. Rely on him. Deliverance is on the way. And victory remains secure in Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we can trust you no matter what happens, and that you always provide a way to endure and to overcome temptation with joy. We thank you so much for that fact. Help us not to get discouraged by the lies of the enemy or people who are not following you, frankly. Lord, help us to be witnesses to them instead of letting them drag us down. Help us to love you and love others with your love. We can't do this without your help. We need your help so much. I also pray for all the prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. Pray for all of them. Pray for just our country in general and other countries. There's people worldwide that have signed up for Praying Pals, and I just pray that there would be revival, that people would come to know you. And Lord, I'd pray with those who have not yet received you. I pray with them right now. We need you, Jesus. We cannot save ourselves. We confess you as Savior and Lord, that you rose from the dead, that you took our punishment on that cross and rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. We repent. We turn from our sins. We hate sin. We want what you want. We receive you, Jesus. We receive you, Jesus. Thank you for forgiving us. We ask for complete forgiveness and a fresh filling of your Holy Spirit, that we would walk in your Spirit, walk in love, walk in truth. Thank you, Lord, for being you. Thank you that you are trustworthy and compassionate, and you are with us always, even to the end of the age. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let's take time to thank Jesus for the victory instead of only focusing on our problems. Let's count our blessings. Let's not just think, oh, that's a nice cliche. Let's actually do that. Let's count our blessings instead of our problems this week and thank Jesus for the victory. If you have prayer requests, you can get extra prayer 24/7. You can send in your prayer requests, I should say, at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Remember that Jesus loves you. Let's tell the world that Jesus loves you, everyone. There's such a lack of love in our society. Let's share the true love, the only true love, found in Jesus Christ.